Revolver Screening Systems has been around for almost a decade now. Our main location is here in Port Hope. We've been here for 2 years. We have another manufacturing facility near Guelph. And this business was started by my father and his business partner. And at the time, they were importing a lot of these types of equipment that we're manufacturing and servicing and selling. And instead, we're doing our own manufacturing. So it's an opportunity to them to really make a product that works for contractors and end users in North America, as opposed to some of the equipment we were getting from overseas. And it's done very well. I think last count, we've sold over 600 machines. We have quite an extensive dealer network, both in Canada and the United States. And it's been very beneficial for us. In fact, last year, we were at a trade show in Louisville, Kentucky, and we had people coming up to us recognizing our equipment, recognizing our brand. And it's really cool to be a small company in Port Hope, but yet we have that range of meeting all these big players in middle America who know our machines and are interested in getting involved with us. So we had different options for where we wanted to create our central office and shop. And Port Hope seemed to be the best location for a variety of reasons. One was they were very receptive to us with the initial plans to build a manufacturing facility in here. It became quite an easy process, even during the complexities of COVID, with getting building materials, getting people in here to build the actual facility. And Port Hope, the council and everyone in charge there supported us along the way. We're a member of the Port Hope Chamber of Commerce, and we've supported some community events, and that's something that's important to us. You know, we've set down some roots here in Port Hope. We do sell a lot of machines locally, and we're proud of that fact. As I mentioned before, we've got dealer networks across the country as well in the States, and the States is a big market for us. But putting a machine out in Fenland Falls or putting a machine out in Cobourg is just as fun for us, because we want to work with the local people, and if we can help them get a product that works for them and sells for them, all the better. It's also much easier to for us to go out and look at people's material they're going to screen, and we can provide a solution for that. And it really comes down to why customers keep coming back to us is we establish really good relationships up front. You'll never call Revolver and not get someone. Challenges wise, it seems sometimes the challenge is keeping up with demand. We've had a very successful first quarter. As much as we're in the top, we like to say we're in the top soil or aggregate business, we're really in the recycling business. Like, a lot of the people are wasting their material, this excess material that they have, when they could be screening it through one of our plants and having a product that they can resell or even reuse. So our equipment is very versatile. It's great for portability aspect. You'll need a 1-ton pickup truck to pull it. And we're open to hearing feedback from customers. And ultimately, it's the feedback that we get that makes our plants better. It's kind of like adopt or die. You need to really focus on what people are saying, what the end users are saying, and not bury your head in the sand. And that's what we've done with our equipment, and we'll continue to do that. Our machines are pretty straightforward. They're easy to use. They're easy to set up. That's one of the selling features. But with our plant is quite unique because of its size and the production value that it offers. There really is nothing like it on the market. And it really is a great place to work, and we're looking forward to what comes next, and whether that's making more modifications to our existing fleet of machines or even building different kinds of equipment. And really it's paying attention to the market and adapting where we need to, and ultimately I think we're going to be successful.